or CPA Mobile. N4ZLK Mobile. Or ZLK KB4CPA. Tell you what, been playing tennis indoors, and it's coming down pretty good over here at Patewood.
Going down White Horse Road, it's pretty flooded, especially on the right-hand lane. I think it's coming down pretty good everywhere right now.
Trying to maneuver some traffic there. And got somebody from out of state here. New York City! Yeah, they do not know how to drive.
Driving, the streets aren't laid out in blocks.
And that. Yeah, we were up there for 3 days. I think we walked, and we rode a couple of Ubers and several buses, but we walked 18 miles. 3 days, and well, I bet we didn't see a third in New York.
Back in 1988, I believe, 87, 88, on a school trip. We were seniors, so we had a lot of, well, a little bit of freedom. Maybe not a lot of freedom, but did a lot of walking. That was my first time in a big city, and while I have been to Paris now and London, I really enjoyed those too. So, but that was just a couple of years ago.
You're dating yourself, 1988. Yeah, I graduated in 73.
I was barely out of diapers in 73. Well, maybe about a year or so.
You can just keep that kind of stuff to yourself.
Three, were you allowed to drive then with all the oil embargoes going on?
It was 74 when it really got bad, and we had one station on the corner of 291 and East North, and he had to give gasoline away. They made him give it away because he gouged people, and you should have seen people were lined up. It's not, that station's not there anymore, but there were people lined up everywhere. I mean, it was a circus, and that's one of the busiest intersections in Greenville anyway. Definitely one of the most deadliest, and people were fighting over, they'd get out fighting over positions, what position they had in line and stuff like that. I said, shoot, it ain't worth it. I just went and paid for my gas.
Did you say East North and 291?
It's diagonally across the street from the Walgreens. You know where the Walgreens is, and there's some little shops there now, but there used to be a gas station right there. And then I worked at the Hess station right down the street where the Starbucks is. That used to be a Hess station, and we were a full service station there. Dave worked there, W4DJW. He worked there as well. And I may be wrong, but I think Steve worked there too. What's his call? KN4, I can't remember his call. Anyway, go ahead.
BWA. Yeah, I think they were all full service for the most part. And I think Hess stations stayed full service longer than anybody else, if I remember correctly.
The only credit card we took was, what was it? There wasn't a Visa or MasterCard. It was something, I don't think it exists anymore. But that was the only card we took, and so very few people had it. Most of them paid cash, and of course gas was, like 35 cents a gallon, something like that, so it wasn't It wasn't a big deal to fill up your car. It wasn't going to break the bank.
Kevin, when I got my license in 1985, I was 15. I got my restricted. And gas dropped. We lived out there off Edwards Mill Road. We're in Edwards Forest there. And there was a gas station, maybe still one right there at the corner of Wade Hampton and Edwards Forest. I remember gas dropping down to 58 cents a gallon, 59 cents a gallon, the week that I got my license. It dropped all the way down from 79 cents a gallon. Boy, I thought it was something special.
We'll never see those days again, that's for sure. I'll tell you. We didn't know how good we had it. Oh, Meek, I remember when I was at Mars Hill, I was there 75 through 77, and gas went from 50 cents to 75 cents a gallon. And I thought, you know, to myself, dang, a quarter, you got to be kidding me. Well, 25 cents a gallon, that's ridiculous. And now it's going up 25 cents a gallon a day here now.
I just topped off on the way home. I have a diesel, and I was expecting to pay $4.99, and I found a little station that had it still at $4.74. So I went ahead and jumped in there real quick. I figure it's better to top off than to fill up a whole tank tomorrow or in a couple days when it's going to be a lot more.
I used to. I remember I used to climb up on top of the tankers and open up the vents at the top, and they were large vents. I mean, they were big enough where you could, you know, jump down inside of one of those if it was empty. And it was kind of scary, you know, opening that thing up and looking down and seeing all that gasoline in there. And there was about three or four vents you had to open on top of that tanker. And I always wanted the job.
Right down before you jumped up there, right?
Put it down in the tanker, it goes out.
What is the fumes?
He would pump gas with a cigarette in his mouth. I never did do that. You know, I don't think he was playing with a full deck, but that's neither here nor there. But just to show you how old, let's see, my dad, when he was a kid, he would lay on top of a T-model, and the, I don't know if you've ever noticed, the gas tank, the fuel cap was right at the base of the windshield, right in the middle of the hood. And he would lay on top of the hood and open the gas lid there and sniff the fumes coming out of the tank in the summertime. And he'd sit there and sniff those fumes until he passed out and he'd fall off the car.
For you. Was that before or after you were born?
Oh, that was a long time before I was born. He was just a kid. And I guess it's the way, you know, they, instead of sniffing glue or sniffing, you know, paint, spray paint and Freon and all this other stuff, nitrous oxide, you name it, you know, it was gas fumes, and that was leaded gas too. Of course, we used to pump leaded gas at the Hess station. I remember when we went to unleaded.
Pull up and they would ask you, do you want leaded or unleaded? So I never pumped it. I don't think I did. I think it was all unleaded by the time I got driving. But and don't forget, you used to be able to sniff whipped cream canisters too, as long as you didn't, you know, you'd spray the cream out to the side and just sniff the aerosol coming out of it.
Of course. Oh, man. Yeah, we used to take, I can't remember, I think it was Lysol, and we used to get a cigarette lighter in Lysol, I think it was, and use it as a flamethrower.
Get a gun out of PVC pipe and put a little wick in there from a Coleman lantern, and you shove the potato down like you were using the black powder rifle, you know, with the, you'd load it from the barrel end, and then you'd spray a little cheap hairspray in the other end, and then turn that wick, and it would shoot the potato out really far.
I heard about those. Some of the launchers that we use now to launch wires up in the trees, antennas up in the trees, look kind of like potato launchers. But we use compressed air now instead of hairspray.
Yeah, after so many potatoes, it get a little bit of liquid in there, and you have to clean it out. But shoot it at nighttime, and you'd see the flame going up the barrel of the PVC pipe.
Those were the days. Maybe I have to teach my grandsons how to do that. I'm sure my daughters will really appreciate that. I'm going to teach them everything that'll get them in trouble. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm pulling in the garage here, so I'm going to say 73s and have a good evening. It's not raining as bad over here in Taylor's as it was at the sports club. Just a light. It's a light rain here, or a heavy drizzle, one of the two. Anyway, 73s, KB4, CPA, house to ground for your final.
I was grandparents to teach the grandkids all the stuff we did when we were young. Because I didn't teach my kids the stuff I did. I'm saving it. Anyway, have a good evening, Dave. Good to talk to you. KB4, CPA, N4, setup. N4, ZLK. ZLK Mobile. I missed the call.
4YAC.
4YAC and 4ZLK. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. I'm crying out at you, radio, if you see it now.
Well, I'm kind of down in the noise a little bit, but I'm able to copy you, and I'm mobile in a truck, so if I was sitting at home, it'd probably be a lot easier.
What's your location?
To the metropolis of Pumpkin Town.
Okay, I'm in Beaver Grove, South Carolina.
Move South Carolina.
Beaver Grove, South Carolina.
Say that again, there was some static on there.
Beaver Grove, South Carolina. It's about 12 miles up north.
Beaver Grove? And I'm 12 miles outside of something, and I couldn't understand the last part.
South Carolina.
Saying York, but I could be wrong. There's a lot of static on that for some reason. The name here is Shane, and I'm mobile here just off of Highway 8, headed over to Cleveland off Highway 11.
Yeah, I guess I'm reaching South Carolina.
It's on my end, but it's getting harder to understand. A lot of static in there, so I'll go ahead and clear with you. KO4YHC, I think it was, N4ZLK. Have a good evening.